Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, I'm Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, there's a word that business people use often, and if you think about it, you're probably going to agree with me, and that word is why. We ask ourselves why all day. We say to ourselves, why aren't we doing more business? Why aren't we doing more profitable business? Why in the world did that particular employee do what they did? Why didn't they do what they did? Why is a question that you're going to ask all of the time, every single day throughout your business career. And it's not just enough to ask the question, why? You have to follow up with, what is the solution? The why is the opening remark that helps you get to where you want to be to find the solution to the problem. And what is one of our biggest problems? What is one of our biggest challenges? And there is no question about that, and that's employees that fail. We are in the people business. You've heard me say it many times. What we sell are business relationships, and our product is what it is. But it's the people that we work with, that will make us successful or put us in a situation where we're struggling. Yes, you create the strategy. Yes, you are the person on top. You are the leader. But once you lead, the people that you work with, take it from there. So why do employees fail? Have you ever given that any thought? Most business people think about it, but I don't think they think about it in the right way. Because if you would say to me, why do employees fail? I would say that employees fail because it is the responsibility of the CEO, president, or business owner. They are the person that failed, and the result was the employee failed. So what do I mean by that? Well, what I mean is it all starts with hiring. How much do you really know about hiring people? How skilled are you at interviewing? Do you know the right questions to ask? Do you know what you're really looking for when you talk about hiring someone? You see, if you don't, and if you aren't becoming the expert in absolutely interviewing and asking the right questions, and understanding, well, is that the answer they're giving me, or is that just the answer that I want to hear, then how can that employee be successful? Can you see how it becomes your responsibility? And then you hire the person. You've got the perfect candidate. You're sure of it. You hire them. Who's going to train them? It's been my experience in business. Most CEOs, presidents, or business owners hire someone, and then they give the training to someone. They say to a person that works for them, go train that person. Well, is that person that you're asking to be the trainer, are they skilled? Do they really know what you're looking for? Do they really know what the job is? Do they really know how to get the results? Do they really know how to work best with people to get the best out of them? Because if they don't, this is not going to go well. Training is really important, and it's important that the right person trains the new hire, trains the new hire and absolutely understands how to do it, what to do it, what to say, what not to say, and how to encourage them and motivate them. And then after we train them, they come to work and we put them in a position, whatever that happens to be. Are they in the right position? We've hired them. We need to understand something about them. We need to understand how they think, what their skills are, how they're going to be motivated, how they're going to work into our organization. And many times people are put in the wrong spot. They're not given the right job to do. Or they're placed with people that are extremely negative. And those negative people bring down this very positive person. And so you've hired the right person. You've got the right trainer. You've trained them well. They're now working. You've got them in the right place. Now what? Well, now what happens is most people just ignore the new hires. They just go along and they think everything's just going to be fine. There's no follow-up. There's no understanding of how you can help them. It's just like, yeah, they'll be okay, and then they're not going to be okay. You have to absolutely follow up. You have to get people to understand, and you have to have conversation with them. Or the people that are doing the hiring have to have conversation. Understand exactly what they're succeeding at, what they're doing well at, what they need to be retrained at. It's not just that easy if you pick someone and you hire them. And especially today, because there are so many people that aren't going into the labor force because of all the benefits that they're getting. So companies are tending just to hire anybody. Oh, you walked in the door, you're hired. And then what happens? It creates a problem because that person who is not going to do the job, who's not going to be motivated, is going to bring down everybody else because all the other employees are going to be saying, why should I work so hard? Why should I really care? Look what they're hiring. They're hiring people that are just showing up for the paycheck. We work in this company to absolutely be successful. As employees, we work together, but they brought this person in. I don't know what they're doing here. And of course, when we are hiring someone, what's the most important trait that they need? They can be skilled. They can be the best possible choice that you can make. You can see that they are going to help get the company to where it needs to be. But they have a terrible attitude. And if they have a terrible attitude, nothing else really matters. They're going to work every single day to destroy your company and to make things more difficult for you. Attitude is the most important process that people can use to think to succeed. Now, maybe that's not phrased well, but it's true. Attitude is everything. Right attitude and, well, average skill, successful person. Wrong attitude and superior skill, deadly result. So, you're in the people business. You are the person who will decide whether that person is going to become successful, and then, of course, they're going to have a big part of it. So let's get the right people. Let's get them trained well. Let's make them part of the team. Let's make sure that we are sharpening up our skills in hiring, in question asking, and we know exactly what we want, and we know exactly what we're looking for. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.